things that are in their homes that they no longer need, drugs that are in their homes that they no longer need. Why is this an important thing?
Well, controlled substances are in most everyone's home, and folks don't have really an easy way to dispose of them. And so the Drug Enforcement Administration, in conjunction with the Food and Drug Administration and the Office of National Drug Control Policy, is encouraging people to go attend the take-backs at their federal workplace today or tomorrow at any number of sites nationwide.
The opportunity to do it today for federal employees, why do they get a jump on everybody else?
Well, we're trying to educate the federal workforce about the importance of getting rid of prescription drugs that are in your home. We have an epidemic of prescription drug abuse in our country, and there are two main reasons for it, and one of the main reasons for prescription drug abuse in the country is just the sheer ease of availability that people have a lot of access. Individuals have a lot of access to prescription drugs because there really isn't an easy way to dispose of them.
How did this idea come about? What was the background behind it? Because it seems like it's something that makes a lot of sense. I remember my parents, when there were things that we weren't going to use anymore, they dumped them. And I know that's not environmentally friendly. We know better now than we did before. But how did this this idea to push this as an effort come about?
Well, Congress passed the Secure and Responsible Drug Disposal Act last year. The President signed it into law in September. And the Drug Enforcement Administration is looking at, is going to issue rules on that next year. I think, you know, the fact that 27,000 people a year are dying from unintentional drug overdoses, driven largely by painkillers, has really made this issue come to the forefront. And it is an environmental issue. We don't want people disposing of prescription drugs in their toilets or in other ways that could get into the water supply.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing that the conversation we've had in my home recently is, what do you do with this stuff? And it's good to know. What are some of the other places, by the way, that people can take things tomorrow if you want to get rid of some of this stuff?
So if you go to DEA.gov, and there is a link there that you type in your zip code, and it will tell you where in your neighborhood there are take-backs occurring. I know that in many areas in D.C. and in suburban jurisdictions, there will be take-backs. There's a big one going on at University of Maryland tomorrow during Maryland Day festivities. I know that Tacoma Park has them. In Virginia, University of Virginia is holding one. So they're really all over the country, and particularly in the region.